This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
We have a question about reading Surah Al-Kahf on Friday. This question came from a person who doesn't read it in Arabic. She asked, would she get the same reward if she reads it in English?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu salam, rasulullah. Surah Al-Kahf is a great surah, and Al-Bukhari rahimahullah have in his sahih a chapter about the virtue of Surah Al-Kahf. And he mentioned in it the story of the companion who was reading Surah Al-Kahf, and the angel descended to listen to him. Also in Sahih Muslim, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever memorized the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, and one narration, the last 10 verses, but the first 10 verses is more authentic, will be protected from the fitna of Ad-Dajjal.
Right.
These are authentic ahadith. There is other ahadith, which is there is weakness in it, but when you combine them to each other, they will be hasan, acceptable. These ahadith, not in Al-Bukhari or Muslim, in Ad-Darimi and others. Like, for example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recite Surah Al-Kahf in the night of Friday, which it means Thursday night, which it means after Salat Al-Maghrib on Thursday, all the way to Fajr of Friday. If you recite it, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, there is a light between you and Al-Bayt Al-Atiq, between you and Mecca. You know, like that amount of light. Which it means here, yani, it is a light that either will serve you on the Day of Judgment when it's so dark, or a light that means wipe a sins, or a light that will be put in your scales will be heavy, you know, with that basically size in your scale on the Day of Judgment, or lights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give in your heart and your basira, so you can see things. You know, when you say, I can see things and I can see through things also. Just I have that ability to see through things and have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the blessings of making good judgment and guide me to make the right choices.
Right.
So all these meanings can come from the word light between you and the Bayt al-Atiq. Also, there is another hadith, if you recite it in the day of Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a light between this Friday and the next Friday for 7 days, which is also a light that will allow you to make right decision, wise decision, to see what's correct is correct, to see what's bad is bad, because you have the light, you have the tool to find your way, which is something so beautiful if you think about it. These are hadith, there is weakness in it individually, but it came in multiple narrations that it might, you know, be able to call it hasan. Sheikh Al-Albani said it's authentic, Sheikh bin Baz said it is acceptable, hasan li ghayri. And that's what I believe is the right judgment for it. It's hasan li ghayri, you know, collectively it will be accepted. So that's in regard to Surah Al-Kahf. The second thing I want, and for reading it on Friday, it means from Fajr all the way to Maghrib, before Maghrib on Friday. طيب, if I don't speak Arabic, if I don't speak Arabic, reading the English translation would have given me the same amount of reward. I say, there is two type of rewards. The rewards that associated with the wording and reciting the wording, that the Nabi said, alif, lam, mim, alif, ten hasana, lam, ten hasana, mim, ten hasana, 30 hasana, which is alif, lam, mim. That's only happen if you read it in Arabic, but not you read the English translation. طيب, what about the general reward, like this, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you light, like you, it's a protections. Would that happen if you read it in English? The majority of ulama would say no, it will not happen. But I lean towards a general reward like this. Hopefully that you will get that reward, because Allah said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. You do whatever you are capable of. And there is no specific reward has to do with the pronunciation or the wording or anything like that. Because part of reading Surah Al-Baqarah is just not the words, it's the meaning of it, understanding the meaning of it. So hopefully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for that as well. It's a great thing to do, and I encourage you to do, even if you don't understand the Arabic, you can't read the Arabic. What I will also recommend, that you listen to it while you're reading the translation. Okay, so you listen to the Quran, to Surah Al-Kahf, while you are reading the translation verse by verse. That's hopefully will allow you to learn how to pronounce some words, read some words, listening to it, and you understand the meaning of it. And that's an opportunity for me to say, it is important for us to learn how to read the Quran.
Right.
It's important for you to find programs and find teachers and take this serious. You know, put an emphasis on the importance of you are able to open the Mus'haf and to read. You know, and next step will be your ability to understand more and more. That something should be part of your priority as a non-Arabic speaking.
Mm-hmm. Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Barakallah khair.